This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3rd at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd will be a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters, spread over 2 basements and 7 floors. It will house key ministries including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT, Petroleum and Natural Gas, and the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities, resulting in 30% energy saving and also generating over 5 lakh units of electricity annually. The new building will exemplify modern governance infrastructure, featuring IT-ready and secure workspaces, ID card-based access controls, integrated electronic surveillance, and a centralized command system. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has chaired the second meeting of the Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation on the initiatives to strengthen the cooperative sector. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Ministry of Cooperation is committed to transform cooperatives into vibrant and successful business units. He said that in view of the ambitious target of setting up 2 lakh multi-purpose cooperative societies in the country in 5 years and so far, over 35,000 new cooperative societies have been formed. Union Minister of Cooperation added that 3 national-level cooperative societies have been formed for the prosperity of the cooperative sector, agriculture and farmers. Mr. Shah also asked all the members of the Consultative Committee to strengthen the dairy sector in their respective states to give a boost to cooperatives. Government has dismissed the reports claiming that private entities are getting permission to mine and explore atomic minerals from offshore regions. The Ministry of Mines said that such reports are misleading and factually incorrect. It clarified that the Offshore Areas Atomic Minerals Operating Rights Rules 2025 provide the procedure for the grant of operating rights of atomic minerals only to the government, government companies or corporations and not to private entities. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand triggered by a cloudburst in the upper catchment area of the Kir Ganga River caused large-scale destruction in Dharali village in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Following the cloudburst, the Kir Ganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. According to the district magistrate, Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary report, at least 4 people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences to the families affected in the tragic cloudburst incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister on the incident and took stock of the situation. The inaugural edition of India-New Zealand Defence Strategic Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday with an aim to discuss security perspectives and further bolster bilateral cooperation. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary International Cooperation, Ministry of Defence, India, Amitabh Prasad, and Head of International Branch, Ministry of Defence, New Zealand, Ms. Kathleen Pierce. Ministry of Defence said that both nations expressed satisfaction at the ongoing defence cooperation and identified needs to enhance the existing areas of collaboration. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said India and Philippines adopted the 5-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks. In boxing, Indian boxers continued their march towards a significant medal count at the Under-19 and Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships 2025 in the Thai capital yesterday, with 7 women boxers in the Under-19 category assuring themselves of a podium finish. And that is the end of this news bulletin.